that?
Distribution of Siddha Bhakti Chintamani.
Okay, did you talk to Jayadev about what's missing info?
No, after his email that he'd sent, he's going to contact Adhikartha Guru.
But Adi'd already been there.
Yeah, that's, he's not reading all the letters. I've already explained that to him. Radhajivan also is on Parikram at the moment, so
yeah.
It's impossible to get hold of him.
No, he can't do anything out of Radhajivan.
But it just seems that they haven't done any kind of accounting. There's not been one person that's been in charge of it and made an account. So I don't know how far he's going to get.
But what about those other books that he gave to someone, Jayadev?
He doesn't know how many it was. It was either 50 or 75 or an undisclosed number. He was relying on Radhajivan's counting to actually get that number.
We can't be so responsible. You don't know how many books you give out to someone. Okay, let's go back to that big brochure thing. Is that what you wanted to?
Yeah, well, that's what you mentioned you wanted to speak about.
Yeah, but we don't have it in front of us. I thought that some parts of it were a little sort of pushy, particularly when it looks like it's coming from me.
Yeah, that was how we could change it, maybe.
I mean, it's like every poster from Second World War on there.
It's fun looking at those.
The British government used those over 5 years. We're using it in one go. that was the main observation, that, you know, if you're all doing it, that's one thing, but it looks a little, you know, if I'm doing it. My only other reservation, obviously, is the reservation about, you know, that they don't put the same emphasis on devotees distributing Prabhupada's books.
Mm-hmm.
The same devotees distributing Prabhupada's books. And what did you think? You saw the thing?
Yeah. I thought that if it's under your name, then it gives more attention than just if he says these things, but we can separate those stuff, you know, what is what he says and what is what you are saying.
Well, I just pitch the whole thing as if it's coming. I mean, if it's coming from me, I can't do that. You know, others can do that. If it's, you know, if it's coming from law managers, then that's fine. It's coming from the production team or sales team. But otherwise, it's sort of, yeah. For me, it's over the top. Otherwise, it's all right. Otherwise, it's nice.
Originally, it had a message from Chaitanya Chandra at the top, but. I can't remember who advised that I take that off. That's Manoram Prabhu, yeah. That it was a message from me, and it was just saying the things that you'd mentioned to us while we were here, that it's a burden, and that it's, you know, that we really need to coordinate ourselves as a group of disciples. So that's how originally it was wrote.
It doesn't. It can be from person, it can just be from the whole staff.
Publishers.
It can be from the staff, from the publishers, yeah. But I don't think it should be from me. I mean, Max, you know, you quote me and, you know, you just cite the hours that have been put in, and that's all okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this going to be, though? This is going to be how people. This is just going to be on the site.
No, this is not publicly accessible. This is just for disciples. So we'll contact them. We have a mailing list of disciples, email list.
And we'll just send it out to them.
Yeah, we just tell them, take a look at this page. This is a message from about the next book.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking.
Oh, so you just set up a separate.
Yeah, it's completely
page,
separate with no
and
links.
And just tell them to access it.
Yeah.
I was thinking to make a page that is accessible from the main site also.
Also, yeah.
Not with these long things, but just you want to help us, you know, distribute these books, and if they link, click on that, and they can just read, you know, the how many hours and things like that.
Hey, just one thing, you know, the comments has been the same comments for the last 3 weeks. My suspicion is that something's stuck there. I can't imagine that no one's sending comments.
Okay, well, look.
There were many spams coming, you know, from different sources, and we change it that only registered users can
that might
comment.
Be.
Well, that's one.
Yeah, but I think
spams means
so many advertisements, you know, from and some appear and some not. So you just always needs to be checked, and generally they protect these sites with these registered users comment.
What's a registered user?
People have to sign up with their email address and open an account before they can make a comment.
How many of those do we have?
Not many. Less than 10.
That's why we don't get many comments.
Yeah. You could change that back and just
Put, you know, some kind of notice there, you know, become a registered user. If you want to make comments, become a registered user.
Yeah,
it's possible,
that.
Yeah.
Or we can change it back and let's see.
Just
how
change
we can
it back
handle,
and
yeah.
Handle the spam in a different way.
Yeah.
You need people just send advertisements there.
Everybody,
you
know,
yeah.
Every day, maybe 10, 15, 20 comments.
Uh-huh. And that can't just be automatically.
No, because they are expert how to get out of the.
Yeah, to manipulate
security system. Yeah.
Yeah, the system. Because it's a, you know, because it's a program that a lot of people use. It's in the spammer's interest to find automated ways how to send adverts to these kind of programs.
What they can do, they can register, or they can comment, but it appears only after moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it takes some time, but there won't be any things that we don't want on the site.
Well, Amikesha Bharti Maharaj is also going back to America in mid-December.
Yeah, he sent me his schedule.
So, I don't know, he's probably, you know, if he has some Krishna Sangati in stock, then he'll maybe be able to sell some.
Yeah, he wrote me that he would be asking there. I think he's going to be based in Dallas.
Dallas, that's right.
See, and he's mentioned that he'd already sold probably around about 100 there, so he'd be asking a few people what they think, you know, how many more he could sell there, if he could arrange programs and so on, what's the likelihood of selling more, and if so, how many more, and then he'll get back to me, and then we can easily send him.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sure that once we, but did Chava say when Radha Jeevan's passing through here, because he came through here on his way to India, that I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll ask him today.
You should have met with him. You should have met with him. I wasn't here at that time. I was somewhere when he was coming through. I think I was in Italy.
Yeah.
Just when we were in Italy, he was coming through. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should have just met with him, and if Radha Jeevan knows that it's a problem, he'll immediately attend to it.
It sounds like they're a little maybe understaffed, or maybe just because it's Christmas time they're busy, I don't know, but...
Well, it's probably not much of a, you know, he gave it to them, so unless, you know, he gives them some kind of instruction. although my godbrother is also there. Actually, my godbrother Chaturatma is there. And I'm not gonna phone him up, but he's a nice person. Although I've actually heard that he was with Indrajit Maharaj on his program also.
Hmm.
But anyway, maybe you should just make a note. Get in touch with Chaturatma. He's I think he's involved in sales over there. He's one of the salesmen. If he's come back, he'll help.
Okay.
He's the only person I know there. But it's possible that Radhajivan will come on his way back, although it's unlikely.
Probably not.
No.
I heard that he's just coming back sometime next year.
Yeah.
But when he's back in America, then you can just phone him because he's available.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know him, but even if you phone him, or when he came to come to you, just that's why if you're in touch with Chabba, then Chabba will let you know. And Chabba can get in touch with him also.
I asked him that. I spoke to him at Govardhan Puja, and he said on Parikrama it's very difficult. He gave me a list of numbers and names, but they were all kind of distant, not on the Parikrama, and a friend of a friend and a family friend, and maybe he goes and maybe doesn't. So until he gets to a stable place, I don't...
Well, it's over.
It's over now.
Parikrama's for the month of Kartik, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so he's back in MVT.
Okay.
What else?
I don't know if it's appropriate to talk now, but maybe when do we see that Sudha Bhakti Chintamani will be printed? Just so that devotees get to know about how to prepare for the marathon, how to prepare.
It's up to Nalini.
Yeah. I haven't received any answer from the printer yet,
mm-hmm.
but it will be here in a few days, so the price won't be a problem, I think. So they will agree what we discussed.
Yeah, so Grihila's the index. Grihila Prabhu is doing the index. So that's the only thing that's waiting.
Okay.
I think there was Kaishori was doing a last run through after everything.
Sundar was working on this book in the last week, few days. So
we're probably looking at early next part of the new year.
Well,
yeah.
Unless the printer has it mid-November, which they're not going to have.
No, they're
not going to print this year.
No. Maybe it's easier for them also to print in January because they have so much work.
Yeah, mid-December, mid-January, nothing's going to be...
January, yeah, they can do
it.
Because
it's 3 weeks' work, right?
Something, yeah, a month.
So this probably ties...
Yeah, with the post, it'll be a month.
Yeah.
With the post, it'll be a month. So that means it'll miss my going.
That's what I was just going to ask, yeah.
To England. It'll miss that. And it'll probably miss my taking any to India, although I should take some to Mayapur.
Well, we'll be going in the end of January, so we're going straight to Mayapur, so we can probably take if it's ready by then.
Yeah, I'd like to give one to each GBC member. That's just 20 books or 25 books. But then I'll be there. I'll be there for a whole month of February. And Gaur Purnima is...
Third, I think.
Beginning of March.
Yeah, of March.
I was planning to be in Vrindavan by that time.
Yeah, we'll be in Vrindavan there also, so we can take...
So some to Vrindavan, some to there, I'm sure. And of course Chaitanya's going with a whole slew of devotees. So I just want to stock books there in the house.
When will they go?
Hmm?
Chaitanya, when will they go?
They'll go to, I think they'll go to Mayapur. Well, they're going to Mayapur and Vrindavan, but they'll go to Mayapur first. But they made the land in Delhi. I'm not sure. Probably they'll land in Delhi and go from there to Mayapur.
They're going in February? Or?
They're going to be there when I'm there, or part of when I'm there. In Mayapur, yeah, and in Vrindavan also.
Because if you want to take so many books, that I don't know how many they can take with them.
Well, there's about 30-40 devotees going.
30-40?
From Ege?
No, I don't think that many. Maybe really? More like 20.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It's still good. It's a good number,
take one. Yeah, quite
a... They could all take a box, and depends how many books we want. Make sure is that, you know, whoever takes things, books, signs for them, you know, and you know, they're willing to take financial responsibility.
That's actually something that we can emphasize on here, is that there'll be specific devotees that will be in charge.
The devotees have to sign, and they have to sign for books, and sign means I take these books. If they disappear, I pay for them.
Yeah.
What if they pay in front, you know?
But that was the original idea, that they pay up front.
Well, yeah, that's the real thing, that they pay up front.
Probably it's not a big burden on them, you know. Just
but even something like if you take 200 books and they're in the Hungarian house in Vrindavan, someone's got to be responsible for them. Otherwise, you know, they're just going to go, disappear. What else?
We still have some Krishna Sangati. They're in the wrong place at the moment. Most of them in America. But
any in England?
We have a few boxes in England, maybe four boxes or something like that.
When I'm there, I can just sell them.
Okay. Vashana probably knows your program there in England, so maybe they're...
Although she's probably not going to be there.
Mm.
Well, that was the idea, actually. If I'm going to Wales, because they got tons, but if I go up to Birmingham, Leicester, Coventry, and down in London, I'm sure if there's four or five boxes, you can easily sell that.
Who are you traveling with, Guru Maharaj? Who's taking you?
Who am I going to travel? Probably Krakna.
Okay, I'll speak to him about how to transport them.
Shall we bring the books back from America?
I'm thinking
that's... Because we have about 200 there or something.
No, we can't do that. It's cost a fortune. Bringing them back.
Some. Because even disciples are willing to have, you know, in England or whatever.
Yeah, in America we don't have.
In America, so...
Well, right now we're having in 1 month we're having a GBC meeting. Bhadranayan Prabhu is coming. Yogeshwar Prabhu is coming. Those are two people coming from America, and you know they got 70 kilo limit. They're just coming for a few days. They'll come with a small bag.
Okay.
Problem is, one's in San Diego, the other one's in New York.
New York's closer. Anyway, we can ship to anywhere.
From there, it's easier.
Yeah. It's cheap in America, within America to ship.
We really want to bring books back.
Well, some we need.
Some we need here, yeah.
But they only have 200 there.
We have 100 in Texas as well.
That's why I leave that there for Keshe Wording Maharaj.
Well, it's 200. 200 there in, just less than 200, 180 there in Florida, but I mean, it's 180 we don't have here. If we had 50 or 100 here, we would sell them before we sell those in America. Unless Krishna.com start to do something, but I don't know. There's more chance of selling them in Europe just because you're here.
Well, yeah. Ooh, that sounds really, really strange. I would just keep them there and sell them there. You know, what to speak of, if that thing actually comes through that I end up going there, then, you know, I can sell whatever titles are there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so if you, maybe we'd sell them, but even if we, you know, even if there's 200 books, even if we sell them, so what? I mean, it's, you know, a couple of £1,000.
Okay.
Yeah, but if these two devotees can bring some, that's okay. So
they're not
getting it. The one is going to San Diego, and the other one is getting it to New York. And I mean, asking him to... A box is like 10 kilos. I guess it's too inconvenient to ask him to get four or five boxes and just put it on each. That's free. I wonder if there's other devotees just like traveling direct to London. No, I can't think of that right now. Anyway, that's real disasters. So, yeah, that means that Śrīla Bhakti Caitanya won't come out. If it goes to the printer, that still means mid-January, realistically, which means mid-February. Mid-February means the festival's already started in Mayapur.
I will ask them. Let you know.
See when they really start.
Yeah, they need 3 weeks to get the paper, so.
Paper they should order.
Yeah. So we order it, and then I don't know how much time they needs to finish.
Unless
it.
It's something that, you know, they just start in December and finish in January.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, like you say, end of January is when the books should be there. GBC meeting starts the 5th. By 15th, Navadvip Mandal Parikrama is starting.
Yeah.
And then there's seminars after that. And then there's the Gaur Purnima festival, or the festivals up to Gaur Purnima, and that's the 5th. And then some books can stay there with Brother Sevaki in Mayapur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be devotees in different parts of the world that will be looking after the books. We've got Brother Sevaki, and actually she's taken care of India. So we'll have some books in Mayapur, and we'll have to see who that's going to be in charge in Vrindavan. But we have Varshana in England, Srimati in Australia. And for internet sales, we'll have Krishna.com. Hopefully, we're speaking with those now. And KrishnaCulture.com. So, orders inside America, we can just refer to those two websites. It's cheap shipping. And then we're here in Hungary, it'll be Manaram Prabhu and myself. And then Kanchan Valley in Belgium.
Yeah, I'm just going to Belgium, by the way. I don't know if she's got any books. Whether we have any books, you know.
Just Vishnumurti Prabhu had taken some books recently.
Yeah, but yeah. Maybe she will need some.
Anyway, I'm going on Friday with Govardhan. There's two of us going. There's not much weight limitation. We'll probably take one box between the two of us.
But it's poop. At this last stage of selling for Krishna Sangati, it's been encouraging to see devotees like Gornitai Prabhu come forward and take a few boxes, and Balaram Prabhu here in Hungary, who does a lot of traveling in Europe.
Who will Gornitai sell them to?
Don't know, but he sold them already. He's been paid for them.
Yeah.
So they have Gornitai. It's not an English-speaking language, but he's taken up a set of books and paid. Varshana's recently sold some more books, even though we'd sold so many in England. So it would be really encouraging, not only for Guru Maharaj, but for the devotees involved in the production and editing. Everybody, if we can get pre-orders, if we can get orders for Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani now, we know what the price roughly will be. We roughly know when it will be printed, and we know the locations where the books will be shipped to immediately upon us receiving it from the printer. So it would be, there will be a system fairly soon set up on the website where devotees can order, and there'll be bank details as well where they can see how to make bank transfers. So I'd ask everybody, please get involved. there'll be an announcement on the website not too far from now that will have all this information, and think about how you can distribute Sudha Bhakti Chintamani. It's actually, I've not read the book, I've only heard the last chapter, and then we'll post those podcasts that Guru Maharaj had spoken about, that read, sorry, from the last chapter. It sounds very, it sounds like a very encouraging, very instructive book. I feel personally that this book is going to change my spiritual life and the way I approach, you know, how I go forward. So I, not only in the fact that I'm going to be reading it, but in the fact that I'm going to be involved in trying to distribute it. So
sounds like you're making a pitch.
Yeah, so it's difficult. It's going to be difficult for me individually to sell all of these books. We're going to be printing 2,000 English books. So I'm asking everyone, please get involved and take your share of the mercy.
Okay, I guess that's sort of the end. End of the meeting. Is there anything else? Okay. All right. I guess that's it. Keshe Bharti Maharaj actually wanted.